Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We are Grand Forks' best source. It's time now for your morning update for this Friday, May 17th, brought to you by Albatross Indoor Golf. Winter in the Northland means no golf, right? Wrong. Looking to get in a round of golf in a climate-controlled winter oasis? Want to just whack some balls at the virtual driving range and work on your swing? Check out Albatross Indoor Golf Club in Grand Forks with more than 90 courses, range venues, and games including Pebble Beach, St. Andrews, TPC Sawgrass, and more, all on an incredibly accurate optical-based simulators from driving to putting. Play straight up, team up for a scramble, play tournaments, or join the two-person scramble league. It's fun for everyone, and all ages are welcome, too. Call or text 701-757-3220 to set up a tee time. Check out Albatross Indoor Golf Club at the Columbia Mall, your home for the best indoor golf experience around. All right, our weather forecast for today, 60% chance of evening showers tonight. Going to be a nice one, though. Our high today at about 83. 40% chance of more rain tomorrow, and I think most of that's going to be overnight. Our high tomorrow, only 69. Cloudy on Sunday to wrap up your weekend at 73 degrees. Well, yesterday at approximately 12:53 a.m., officers from the Crookston Police Department came upon a man in the street who was swinging a hatchet in the area of East 7th Street in Crookston. Upon initial contact, the man rapidly approached the officers, and less lethal means were deployed. The man continued to advance at officers with the hatchet, and they shot him. Officers provided life-saving care, but the man later died at the hospital. Crookston Police Department has asked the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension to investigate this incident. It's an ongoing active criminal investigation. No further details are being released at this time. We'll keep you updated on that. A U.S. House bill to require proof of citizenship to vote in federal elections could have unintended consequences for North Dakota, the only state that does not require voter registration. The proposal brought forward by House Speaker Mike Johnson on May 8th said the measures needed to ensure the integrity of the 2024 election. We all know intuitively that a lot of illegals are voting in federal elections, the Louisiana Republican said during a press conference at the U.S. Capitol, but it's not been something that is easy provable. U.S. Representative Kelly Armstrong, a Republican from North Dakota, said he's working on an amendment to the House bill that would exempt the measure from applying to North Dakota, and that he successfully introduced similar amendments to other voting-related bills in the past. Well, crews will be closing the intersection of Cherry and 40th Avenue South for reconstruction starting Monday. The intersection will be closed to traffic in all directions. Detour signs will be posted. Now, the intersection will be closed until early July, weather permitting. This is part of the complete reconstruction of 40th Avenue South from Cherry Street to Belmont Road. Now, once this intersection is back open, work will start on the rest of 40th Avenue South in this area. Entire reconstruction project on 40th Avenue South from Cherry Street to Belmont Road scheduled to be completed by the end of October, and that, of course, is weather permitting. And we'll have more news for you right after this. What can drones do for you or your company? EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota, provides information in the fields of agriculture, critical infrastructure, wildlife management, insurance, and emergency services so clients can unlock the value of efficiency of collecting data and imagery with unmanned aerial vehicles and are always looking for more ways to help business and people. 29 pilots, 17 commercial manned pilots, over 30,000 hours of combined flight experience. Construction, wind turbines, cell towers, oil fields. Unmanned aerial vehicles save time, money, and manpower. EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota. To find out more, call 701-740-9652 or email info at eyesightdrones.com. What can EyeSight Drone Services do for you? Well, journalist Gail King, plus-size model Hunter McGrady, and returning stars Chrissy Teigen and Kate Upton pose on separate covers unveiled for Sports Illustrated's 60th annual swimsuit issue. Now, first-time Sports Illustrated model King, the 69-year-old co-host of CBS Mornings, smiled in a pink and green pattern one-piece suit with spaghetti straps. McGrady, who founded a fashion line for sizes up to 5X, wore a brown one-piece with large cutouts. She first appeared in the magazine back in 2017. Now, Upton donned a pink and red ruffled bikini for her fourth swimsuit issue cover. Teigen, who graced the cover of the 50th anniversary issue, posed in an orange large suit with a plunging neckline for the current issue, which will debut on newsstands today. Swimsuit issue debuted in 1964. It was known for showcasing skinny young women in revealing bikinis. Now, in recent years, it has diversified its pool of models, but featuring older women, larger bodies, trans models, Paralympic athletes, and a woman in a burkini, a full-body swimsuit worn by some Muslim women. Hey, finally in sports, Anthony Edwards scored 27 to pull the Timberwolves out of their mid-series slump and deliver a flawless 115-70 victory over the Denver Nuggets last night to tie the series at three games apiece. Deciding Game 7 is Sunday night in Denver. Twins got beat again by the Yankees yesterday, 4-0 to get swept in that series. Twins are glad to get done with this series. They're in Cleveland tonight for a 6 o'clock game against the Guardians. High school baseball yesterday, Eastside beat Warroad 5-3 in the first of a doubleheader, then lost 8-3. East Grand Forks, Sacred Heart, they shut out Winamac 5-0. West Fargo, Cheyenne smoked Central 10-0 to end the regular season in the EDC. Girls softball yesterday, Central over Fargo South 10-7. Grand Forks Red River pounding South 21-0. Now that ends the girls' regular season in North Dakota. And girls soccer yesterday, Central shutting out West Fargo 4-0. Tomorrow has Red River hosting West Fargo Cheyenne at noon, and Grand Forks Central at home against Fargo North at 2, and racing tonight at 7 o'clock at River City Speedway. And that's your morning update. Brought to you this morning by Rumors Sports Bar and Casino. Stop in today. Man, I tell you what, they're great lunch and dinner specials. $7 express lunches. Maybe you want some pizza. Get any pizza for just $9 today. And you know what? Catch the bus to the MMA fights tomorrow. It's going all the way to the Alaris. Check it out. Rumors Sports Bar and Casino. Great place in the Grand Cities Mall. Well, I got a special show for you this morning at 10:30. Casey Gaskiu will fight at the Throne Mixed Martial Arts event tomorrow versus Ben Wicks. We'll be in to talk about the fight and what prep has been done to get ready. Make sure to tune into this show, all right? And make sure to like, share, tag, and follow us. Hey, the Forks are fine. Grand Forks' best source is giving them an identity again.